This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Good morning. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And the Falcons play the Patriots this weekend on the road. Pregame with Mike and Bo at 11 on 92.9 The Game. Kickoff is at 1 with Wes and Arch. Now, Dukes and Bell, every single week, get an exclusive sit-down with Raheem Morris. And we just played the comment that Raheem is getting a little bit of attention about with him saying the offense is the best since 2016. But let's start at the beginning. This entire interview we're going to play back for you. They started off by asking if the issues the team is having are due to a lack of execution.
We have our meetings and we have our variations of meetings. You know, my days is Monday through Saturday when you get a chance to coach guys, get them right, get them ready. You talk about what you're doing, what the plan is. There's a simple mathematic thing with everything. There's a way to win every single game. And you got to figure that out. And when you don't go execute the way to win a game, you got to let the guys know. You got to tell them. And you got to talk to them the way you need to talk to them. But, you know, none of that has to do with anything that has to do with public appearance for you guys or anybody else. You know, the guys know what we need. We can talk to them. We can tell them. I can identify the things to you guys and tell you with a very plain voice and honesty and open and honesty. I can talk about it with our guys, whoever that requires, our coaches, our players, everybody involved. You know, but that won't ever be anything that you need to see.
Perception's reality. As we talk to Coach Raheem Morris, why not make a change with your OC, Coach? Perception is we don't score points. The numbers are we don't score points. Fans are saying, what are we doing offensively? And then this week you defended our OC and Zach Robinson. Why?
Of course, it's like the best offense we've had since 2016. And we've done a really good job over the course of the last 2 years, and we've done some great things all across the board. We got to get better in the red zone this year, and we can do a better job in the red zone this year. And I believe in my guys. I believe in what they do. I believe we'll go out there and get the stuff done. I believe we have the system in place, the coaches in place. I believe the guys are in place, and we'll go out and get those guys ready to go, and we'll play football. Like, it's not about defending everybody. It's not crisis management every time something goes wrong. You got to go out there, and you got to play and do what you do and how you believe in it, and that's what we do.
I know, but you moved on from Mike Hilliard because you felt something wasn't right in that aspect. So, I mean, I know you got a lot of brain power in this building on the offense. Have you ever thought about bringing somebody as teams bring consultants in all the time to
no,
help Zach?
No, that's not how we do stuff. And then the Mike Hilliard thing, and you got to completely separate all of those things. You know, we moved on for the reasons we moved on that we talked about. You know, this is not one of those situations. It's a situation that you got to go out there and you got to get better and go out there and execute what you got to do. You know, and that's what we had to do this week, and we didn't do that. So, like, we'll go out, we'll get better, we'll do all the things we need to do.
Coach, you talked about having your meetings with Mr. Blank. Obviously, I'm assuming you're not going to share, but I'm just curious, your explanation, is it the same thing that you tell us, or is that a different kind of meeting? I think fans are curious because we hear this, hey, they met. And I've said this, Coach. Arthur Blank's done this for a long time. You were here years ago as an assistant. He's met with head coaches. So this is not anything new, but I think people wonder, like, what goes down in those meetings as far as is it civil? Is it just an explanation? Is it a conversation? How does that meeting take place?
No excuses, no explanations, first of all.
Okay.
That'll never be the case of a matter. It's the truth, right? We get into our meetings and we tell the truth about what happened and what we didn't get done or what we got done and what we liked. You know, it was never going in there and doing those things. But, like, it's a normal cadence that we meet with our owner, and I really like it. It unites the whole you know, really the whole franchise. Talk about what we're getting done so we can be absolutely honest and upfront with everything. Obviously, we go over the medical report. Obviously, we go over what happened in the game from offense, defense, special teams category. We talk about the things that I talked about as a way to win every game. And when you talk about the things which you need to do to win that game, what we got accomplished and what we did not, why it didn't go our way, what we can do better. It's always going to be an after-action report after every single game. And all those things go into that play. And all those things are, you know, talked about. And it's not just talked about with me. It's talked about with the leaders on our offense, our defense, our special teams. It's talked about with the leaders in our building, the people that work with us that closely, you know, Terry, myself, everybody. And, like, we'll get a chance to meet with all our coaches and go through everything that we need to do better, through the things that we did well, how do we repeat those things, how we make them repeatable. You know, you go through everything. So it's just like one of those things that you always go through every single Monday. It's something that you go through after every single game or whatever the day the game is, after action, whatever the case may be. But you go through those things, and you have to. You know, you just talk about everything and how you can do better.
It is Coach with us, guys. Raheem Morris live inside the Ticketmaster Studios here at the Branch as we get ready for the Patriots. We'll talk about that matchup in a second. When you're having struggles or a guy and you're asking J.D. Bertrand to his job to cover some of the passing routes or guys are coming through his zone, it seemed like he was outmatched. You talked about he had to play better. Was Ronnie Harris – I know that – I think I want to say that D'Angelo Malone was a scratch. Or do you now look at that and say we got to find more athleticism?
What do you mean a scratch?
Or was D'Angelo Malone not an option for you in that game? Or does it bring you the athleticism you need in that position?
They play a little bit different position. It was more closer with Ronnie.
Right.
Him and Ronnie play similar position. And obviously they had two different roles. You know, like obviously – Ronnie was going out that time, and he was playing sort of the three-down linebacker defenses for us. So he was able to go in those situations. We had about 15 or so snaps of that. And then we got a bigger portion of the base situation because the run that was going on and how the lead change and how the terms dictated. So, like, normally you go in that game, you like to get that thing half across the board. You know, J.D. has some tough downs, you know, like you expected that. J.D. has some tough downs. He handled one right off the back, first play of the game with a real route that he was able to handle. There was a couple plays that went down in the red zone that we did not handle and a couple other plays. But, you know, like, you don't sit there and you point the finger at one person. You just say he can play better, and you know he can play better, and we're capable of playing better. But at the same time, you want to get those guys in great matchups you can get them into, and Ronnie provides that for us with a little bit more athleticism and some things that he can do when it comes to some of the coverage.
Will we see him then?
Yeah, you'll see. Okay. We've seen Ronnie last week, but you'll see Ronnie more. Right. And more as we go, because that's what the plan. When you lose a guy like Divine, you get
we know Divine Diablo.
When you lose a guy like that, you gotta put those guys out there and and find their roles and how they can fill those roles for them.
Because you figure, you know, it is a copycat league. Josh McDaniels, everybody will see what's been going on because it just, you know, they're gonna try to exploit that if it's
better.
Coach, no panic. No. There's a lot of panic out here. All right, I'm just telling you.
Well, I'm panicky.
Me too. But there's no panic with you. And I'm looking you right in the face, and I've known you for a long time. But that's how you operate. But let me ask you about just having a sense and a control of everything. We've lost a couple of games. It's not the end of the season. It's just the way that we've lost, and people are like, what is going on? So when I ask this question about having a sense and a feel for the organization and your team, what would you say to Falcon fans about we're going to be all right. This is under control. How would you say or answer that question? Because I get this. Does Raheem have a real sense of what's happening?
We got a Super Bowl curse here in Atlanta, and it's like a hangover from everybody, and everybody feels that, right?
You're right.
It's like one of those things, right? But like every organization goes through a lull in the season. You go through points, right? We won a Super Bowl in L.A. We lost four games in a row. It's the same feel, that same sense of urgency, that same type of fight. And you had to get back and figure it out, right? And then those things happen within a year, within a day, within a game. But you can't blink, right? You got to go out there and you got to figure out what's wrong. You got to go out there and correct them and make those things happen. And that's what's going to get done, right? You don't just get panicky. And like you're talking about, right, panic can't be within – the framework of our building. Panic is supposed to be outside the building. That's what's fun for the fans. That's what we love. That's what we go out there and do. But the emotional roller coaster that you guys are able to ride, we can't. We got to go find ways to get better and go play the games and find ways to win. Like I just mentioned, man, there's ways to win every single game, and there's the way to win each individual game. That's what you go through.
Ron, let's talk about the Patriots. Drake May, 15 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. They are 8th passing yards in the league. We're number 1 against the pass, by the way, defensively. They're 8th in points. They're scoring about 26.6 a game. Offensively, they're doing some really good things and are going to challenge us, but they've also won 5 straight. They got a lot of momentum.
They've done a great job. You know, they've done a nice job with the young quarterback. You know, obviously Josh has done a nice job with those guys. They got out there and they're able to run the football really well. They are living off their lifeline, which is their O-line, running the ball, putting Drake in some really nice situations to get the ball out of his hand. Gave him some nice completions. He's able to go out there and throw the ball down the field. He has all the tools. He can run a little bit. He's very Josh Allen-esque. you know, so to speak. So he's doing such a great job. And then they're doing a nice job of complimenting on defense, playing really good defense as well. So, like, they're playing really well at a high level in their team, and they're on a high point. And that is a very good job by those guys. And, like, it's the perfect timing for us.
I want to follow this up with our offensive line. We've heard you say the last couple of weeks we got beat up front. Coach, do we have the right guys up front?
No doubt. Well, you no doubt we have the right guys. That's why you can challenge them that way. That's why you can be open and honest and tell those guys when they didn't play well, because you know they're capable of playing well. If they didn't, if we didn't have the right guys, you couldn't say that, right? You'd be nervous to say that. You would have to go out there and find different ways to win. But we're counting on our guys. You know why we count on our guys? Because we got really good guys. And we got guys that can go out there and execute and get things done. And that's what I count on those guys doing this week.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, they got to go out there and execute. There's no doubt about that. And I know that there's been a lot made of the sustaining, blocking, and, and you know, finishing and all that other stuff. And I thought he gave a couple of really interesting answers talking about Ronnie Harrison. And Ronnie Harrison did play. I know there was some back and forth about that. Ronnie Harrison did have a number of snaps. And, you know, Raheem just says, look, he's part, you know, we want to ease him in there. He is part of the plan, but they had different roles as far as, you know, things go this past weekend. And it sounds like to me, and this will be obviously a focal point as we move into the game, sounds like they believe in J.D. Bertrand and they think he can play better than he did this past week. I'm not so sure. I think he, you know, I think he is facing limitations that at some point I look at it and go, it's not fair to keep putting in these positions. You know what I mean? And so when you start filtering plays towards him and he's very hesitant to come downhill or to drop into pass coverage, that's when, you know, I start scratching my head. So I'd be curious to see what that rotation looks like this weekend.
How do you think that interview went across as far as, like, confidence level for fans? Because, you know, Carl and Mike are talking about people are panicking.
I think they did a good job with that because I think we all kind of feel that.
Yeah.
But I also don't think Raheem can coach that way.
Right.
I think that you have to have a sense of urgency. But if you're just turning it up after what you saw this last weekend, then you were wrong from the get-go. You know what I mean? It should never get to a point where you get panicky and all of a sudden you get more urgent. Because it should have had, you should have that sense of urgency every single week when you go in. And especially coming off a trip from San Francisco where you played the way you did. If it doesn't happen after that, then I don't know, you know, what it is. So I like the way he answered the question, but I think they did a good job of kind of encapsulating how we all feel right now.
They did, yes. I agree with that. I thought they did a pretty good – I thought it was one of the better interviews that they've had with him. I don't think the fan cares. I think the fan will listen because they want to hear what he says. But the only thing that makes us better is winning.
Oh yeah,
that's it. The only thing that makes the fan feel better is winning. You know, the Buffalo game pretty much didn't happen anymore in the fans' eyes. The Washington game didn't happen. Mm-hmm. The way you responded against Washington and Buffalo, they didn't happen because you know why? The same thing that happened before those two games happened again. And that's what the fan remembers. So, see, the fan will say, well, what's the real team? Is the real team? I think the real team is the team that lost to Carolina and Miami because that's the last thing I saw.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you respond the way you did against Washington and and Buffalo, then the fan might come back around to that and have more faith. But ultimately, they need the one thing the fans are always going to come back to is, well, I haven't seen the playoffs in 7 years, and we're going on 8. And that's what's gonna change their opinion.
There's certainly a lot weighing in on this weekend's game. We're going to pick this conversation back up. Mike and Bo have been analyzing the matchups between the Patriots and Falcons, so we'll do that at 7 o'clock. And you can join the Morning Shift every Friday for the Tailgate at Home. It's presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill, share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work as well on the grill by tweeting at the Morning Shift. It's the Tailgate at Home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. Coming up, it is Georgia-Florida week, and we've got some more SEC matchups to preview, plus my Mac drop. It's Throwback Thursday trivia. Scary movie edition. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.